What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant. I'm your host, Big Drink, and I'm joined by Broken Ito, my little brother, and a good friend of mine.
Eternal.
Okay, he's going by Eternal. So, you know, today we're gonna talk a little bit about we're gonna talk a little WWE. But first, I wanna talk about last night's Bruins game, the fallout at the Garden. It was terrible. The Bruins lost last night to the New York Islanders, 5-4. Pastrnak had 2 goals. Tuukka Rask had 12 saves. You know, it was just not a good game for Boston as a whole. As for the playoff bracket update, Montreal and Winnipeg played last night. I totally forgot to look at the results of that game. I will definitely get back to you guys on that. Montreal was up 3-0 in the series. Game 4 last night, the last I checked, it was tied after the second period, and I just fell asleep. Carolina and Tampa Bay playing Game 5 tonight in Carolina. Tampa leads the series 3-1. Colorado and Las Vegas play Game 5 in Colorado tonight. That series is tied 2-2. The Red Sox won last night against the Miami Marlins in the makeup game from May 30th, which got rained out. Alex Verdugo with 2 RBIs. Bogarts had an RBI as well as Arroyo. Little MLB standing updates before, you know, we get to the middle of the season and potentially the All-Star game if we're doing it this year. I'm not 100% sure about that, but for the AL East, Tampa's number 1, followed by Boston. Toronto's number 3, the New York Stankies are number 4, and the Baltimore Orioles are number 5. For the AL Central, White Sox are on top in first place, followed by Cleveland. Kansas City's third place, Minnesota's in fourth, Detroit's in fifth. For the AL West, Oakland is in first, Houston's in second, Seattle's in third, the Angels are fourth, and the Rangers are fifth. For the NL East, New York Mets, surprisingly, are in first place, followed by Atlanta, Phillies in third, Washington's in fourth, Miami's in fifth. For the NL Central, the Brewers are number 1, the Chicago Cubs are number 2, St. Louis Cardinals are number 3, Cincinnati Reds number 4, Pittsburgh Pirates number 5. For the West, the San Fran Giants are number 1, San Diego Padres are number 2, Dodgers 3, Colorado 4, and Arizona 5. Brooklyn beat Milwaukee last night, 125-86. Brooklyn leads the series 2-0 in the conference semifinals. The Nuggets and Suns, again, I do apologize. I totally forgot to look at that this morning. But they played game 1 last night. Atlanta and Philly will play game 2 in Philly. Atlanta leads the series 1-0. And Clippers and Jazz will play game 1 tonight. So, yeah, that was a lot. Let's see. Oh, I also want to talk about something that was brought to my attention before jumping on this podcast today. There was a major drug bust. A St. Louis man has been sentenced to 125 months in prison for drug trafficking along with 14 others. The DEA reported that this morning. They seized over $2 million in vehicles, drugs, jewelry, etc. Apparently this guy's been trafficking all around the world, and they finally caught him. You know, a little wannabe El Chapo, I guess you could say. So, Monday Night Raw last night. I didn't see it, but Broken Ito did, and I'm going to pass it on to him.
What's up, guys? I'm Broken Ito, and the first thing I want to talk about on Monday Night Raw is what is up with Alexa Bliss and her doll, Lily? See, Shayna Baszler called her doll, Lily, stupid and stomped on her while she was as a guest on Alexa's Playground. And as she was walking out of the ring, Alexa Bliss attacked her. And then she set the lights off. I think she's in control of the equipment on Raw. And so the lights were going off. The fire was up in the pyrotechnics. And she was running backstage. Shayna Baszler was going backstage. And a lot of equipment was falling, similar to the scene with Roman Reigns once on SmackDown that was caused by former WWE superstar Eric Rowan. And as Shayna got to a safe room in the back of the Thunderdome, Lily was seen in the mirror by Shayna Baszler. The Queen of Spades looked behind her. She didn't see Lily. And then the lights started flickering. So a lot of similarities to The Fiend, I would say, there. And I think something big is going to happen with Shayna Baszler and Alexa Bliss. Also, let's talk about the WWE Championship. I'm pretty sure you all want to hear the situation there. Bobby Lashley will defend his WWE title inside Hell in a Cell against the Scottish Warrior, Drew McIntyre. However, this is Drew McIntyre's last chance at the championship. As they were signing the contract in the ring, Bobby Lashley was accompanied by the Bobby Lashley ladies. They're all very beautiful. And Drew McIntyre pulled out his Scottish sword and sliced the table in half, proving that this time the former WWE champion is all business. I think Drew's going to win. That's my personal opinion. That's my prediction. I think Drew's going to win. And on to the Raw Tag Team Championships. Earlier in the night on Raw, they kicked off the night with a Tag Team Battle Royal. And surprisingly, John Morrison represented The Miz and himself in the match, as Miz is still healing from his injury. He came down to the ring in a wheelchair, and the ramp, and he was rolling down the ramp in his wheelchair because Morrison forgot to hold the wheelchair. Anyways, Viking Raiders were victorious, and they were confronted backstage by the Raw Tag Team Champions, AJ Styles and Omos. I honestly think that AJ and Omos are going to be very unstoppable. On to the Raw Women's Championship match. That match will be held at Hell in a Cell, defending champion Rhea Ripley against the Queen, Charlotte Flair. And earlier last night on Raw, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley had to team up to face Nikki Cross, the woman who has defeated both Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley in back-to-back weeks, and a partner of Nikki's choosing. She chose the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. I thought it was a very exciting match. Nikki and Asuka won because Charlotte and Rhea Ripley were not on the same page. Charlotte hit Rhea Ripley with a natural selection, and Nikki Cross pinned Rhea Ripley. The New Day. Kofi Kingston was confronted backstage by MVP. And MVP brought up a lot of good points about when Kofi was WWE champion. MVP's opinion is that Kofi Mania ended because of Kofi Kingston. Will Kofi join? Here's my question. Will Kofi join the Hurt Business? And will the New Day really break up?
I think that Xavier and Kofi should join the Hurt Business and take over.
That is a good opinion.
I think he should come back. I think that there's
And Kofi Kingston defeated Riddle tonight with Randy Orton at ringside. Riddle tried to go for the RKO, but he took his eye off the ball, and Kofi struck him with the Trouble in Paradise. Mustafa Ali is still trying to join forces with Mansoor, the latest Raw superstar who has joined the roster. And as he was trying to talk to him about it, about joining the team, Mansoor defeated Drew Gulak. Jeff Hardy was in action against Cedric Alexander, and he defeated the very cocky Alexander. And there was a lot of action last night, and I think it was a very exciting episode of Raw. I look forward to seeing Hell in a Cell on Sunday, June 20th, exclusively on Peacock and the WWE Network. I will pass it on to my brother.
Thank you for that. We'll just keep it going on this one.
So we're gonna
play a game that's been introduced to me. I don't know. We're gonna play a game that's new to me. I haven't seen before. It's called Joking Hazard. Apparently, it's similar to Cards Against Humanity or What Do You Meme or something like that. let's get this started.
All right, let's get this started. I'm Gigi the Judge.
That's my mom, by the way. Well, our mom.
We're going to play the basic way I remember because I lost the rules.
You lost the rules.
I remember how to play, but it's the basic way. It's not the... Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
This is starting to feel long.
No. Cool. It's quicker than you realize.
Yeah.
Way quicker than you realize. Okay,
so what am I supposed to do as the judge?
So I'm going to take two cards, pull them out at random.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to get permission from the wife first. I'm a cop, right?
Yeah.
These are the comics. So what you do is take a card from your hand and you put it down. Mm-hmm. And all three of us put a card down, and that's the punchline. Whoever's punchline makes her laugh the most wins. So,
okay. So what the hell?
I don't know. Quiet.
All right. So I just put any card down.
Yeah, and whatever one's the funniest, according to the judge, wins.
Ah.
It's supposed to be three people play, one person judges, but she just said she'd be the judge. So.
Well, the three of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
You have to put a card down. Why are you picking up my card?
Because you always have to have five in your hand. You always have to have at least
you
5.
You put a card though?
No, not yet, not yet.
This is his new card that I took out.
All right, I just put one down right there.
Yeah. I'll Google the rules in a minute because I.
No,
this is just
how we gotta play.
Okay, and then you flip them all at the same time. And then she picks what.
I think what?
You pick whichever one makes you laugh the most.
I don't think we can be friends anymore. I don't get it.
It was bleeding from
this
his eyes.
This is a guy bleeding from his eyes. Still hard to get, and this is oh shit.
I think.
Yeah, I agree with this one.
Oh shit.
It was oh shit.
Yeah.
Then you
I
was,
got it.
That was
you.
Right,
you win. Alright, shit.
None of them are funny, by the way.
I know.
It's the first round.
Alright. This
card pile.
Where the hell did this game come from? Like,
cyanide and happiness.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, so a red card.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
What the hell?
Now there's
okay, I quit. This bro don't know the rules.
Alright, fine. One of us will judge each time.
Alright, I'll be the judge.
We'll do this.
Alright, so it's between him and I right now.
Okay.
But that takes away some of the randomness. Because you'll always know either him and I win, but it's fine.
I don't fucking know.
The fuck? Well, y'all just farted and there's an ass in front of my face.
I don't even know. He showed him his ass and he kisses him. Right.
Yeah. Whose was the kissing one?
Mine.
Alright.
Okay. It's difficult.
Wait, what if I pick a... Wait, I just picked a red card from the deck. Is that...
There's different rules with the red card, but we'll just ignore them for now. We're playing the basic version.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, I'll be the next judge. So...
Don't tell my wife.
Do not tell my wife about this, you stupid son of a bitch. That's just fine. Alright, I'm gonna close my eyes.
I don't know. Alright, go ahead.
That's just violent, dude. That's just...
I guess that's what he means by don't tell your wife.
His face right now.
So, oh my god.
So
bro.
I just put down a card that says eat my AIDS and this dude pissing blood out of his dick.
Oh my god.
Onto the other
just
dude.
Just for the shock factor.
This one told the dude I guess sucking his
god. Just for the shock factor.
Oh man.
Okay, so Melvin's the next judge. It's between you and I.
Alright.
No hablo inglés. Check out my dick.
Oh god. All right. Head, check out this asshole.
Oh, God.
Oh, you are supposed to actually keep the cards. Keep track of the
cards. Keep the cards at one. Wait, all right. What?
He's won one. He's won one. You've won one.
Yeah.
And I've won one.
Okay.
See, this is hard with three people. David was supposed to play. You were supposed to be here yesterday.
I'm sorry. I had to work.
I respect your hustle. Okay. Who's the judge now?
Is the thing still going?
It's you, yeah.
All right. I'm the judge now.
Okay. Agreed. Why, God, why?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I'm the judge. I was supposed to put a card down.
Damn, I don't even know.
Alright.
I just put anyone.
What's that one? Is that one to pick?
Huh?
No, that's my point.
Yeah, that's his point.
I mean, we could do a random card, and if the rando wins, we should do
I think this one wins.
That one wins?
Yeah. All right. That's what we're going to do from this point forward. We're going to have a rando. All right? Just makes it easier, because judging between two people, there could be favoritism.
Right.
One, two, three,
Wait, four. So what are we going to do?
Five, have a rando. So we technically have three players. Now, what we'll do is, while we're picking a card from the hand, you take a random card from the top of the deck, and that's rando's card. Mm. Just evens things out a little bit. It makes judging a little bit more difficult.
Alright. Guess that makes sense.
Yeah. It's how people that are lonely play.
Sure. Got that damn right.
Who's the host right now? Who's the judge?
I think it's me.
Is it you?
Okay. Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
I just judged. So. Thank you.
What the hell?
Put your finger.
Oh my god. Oh, I like this one.
You're the judge.
Oh, damn it.
And then here's Rando.
Rando, like
random card.
Rando. He's the fourth player.
Oh. I need to pee. I have an 11-inch penis. You gotta help me. Right, who put the 11-inch penis? Who put 11-inch penis?
Was that you?
No, I put this.
Oh, that was Rando.
Rando won.
Rando won. Yo, what? Rando gets a point. That's crazy.
Rando gets a point. Oh,
that's
shit.
Freaking crazy.
Rando
dude.
Gets
wow.
a point. All right, I'm the next judge. Rando really got a point.
My best friend, I don't give a shit.
You are my best friend.
I do not give a shit.
Well, I got three cards. Should I pick up two more?
Yeah. You
should always
to.
Have five.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, here's Rando.
Right off the bat, I pick one.
So it's like Danny. My son says you touched him inappropriately.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. That's what I'm going
with. What the hell? I'm done.
And it's just the creature crying. This is a tough one. You know what?
My son says you touched him inappropriately.
I'm going to have to give it to you.
Because it said,
oh, God.
You're my best friend. I don't give a shit. My son said you touched me inappropriately.
You son of a bitch.
You put the losing cards over there?
Yeah. This is the discard pile. So I have 2 points. You have.
I still have one.
You have.
I got a couple. Man. I got like two in.
You have two? Okay.
Right.
Just a throwaway card just to count your points. Where's that?
Okay. Right here.
So you have 2 points. Okay. Who's the judge right now? You?
Ito. Yeah, it's you. Yeah.
So that's. You guys are fucking idiots. That's what people are gonna think. Three of us playing a four.
I know.
Alright, so there's Rando.
Dude threw up. Alright, Rando's card, dude. Oh, shit.
No, are you the.
Yeah, he's the judge.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You gotta pick one and put it down.
Shit.
Let's see. You guys are fucking idiots. I'm gonna throw up. I'm lactating. It shows a picture of titties.
Oh, man. What?
Oh. Alright, let's see. This one. Yo, what the fuck? Somebody did some bad.
That was definitely rando.
I ran over your dog.
That was me.
I picked this one.
Yeah.
Dick sucker wins.
Oh,
3 points. All right. So 3-1, Rando 1, you 2.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? You're the judge now.
I am.
Whoa, nice boner. We did it.
Sure.
Oh, rando, right?
You've activated my trap card. Whoa, calm down, buddy.
No thanks, I'm trying to quit.
Oh, God.
I'm just not ready for a relationship right now.
Oh, my.
They got excited over the...
You
son of a bitch.
Yep. I like when you can tell a story and make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like I'm a different kind of judge.
One, two, three, four.
So you're the judge now, right?
Yeah.
Bing. Okay.
He's getting shitty.
See, adding cards. Rando made it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it a little better.
His ass off.
Just kidding. Sad face while sweating. Just kidding.
Alright.
Oh, I'm the judge, huh?
Yeah.
I think this shit, just random as it's shit, is gonna make you laugh.
Alright. I love you. Oh, God. He just bit this dude's face off.
Oh, shit.
The other... The guy in the green shirt licks the other guy in the blue shirt. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Ito with 3 points.
All right. So I'm the judge now.
Yes, sir.
There you are. All
right.
Rando's still at 1. Fuck you.
Okay.
I thought you'd never say that. That's weird.
That is kind of weird, yeah.
See if we can turn this shit around. Pull out Randall's phone. Let's see. Grind.
What the fuck? Grind.
Do it.
Oh my God.
My phone.
I'm sorry. This is why we can't hang out anymore.
Mm-mm. Well.
Let's see how it looks in the story. But, then.
Well. I don't know.
Oh, look. I just thought of it. So, Ryan, so fuck you. I thought you never say that. Ryan, there you go.
They fucking. That one wins. Who was crying?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Rando? Rando! Alright, Rando.
God damn it, Rando.
2 points for Rando.
I'm getting my ass kicked.
By an invisible person.
I know.
Now, there's a rule with the red cards, but I don't have it off the top of my head right now, so we'll ignore it for now.
All
right. All right, red cards will just be, you know. This double date is over. Dude explodes. Who's the judge? Me?
It's me.
It is you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Rando.
Alright. Dad? What? Okay. This is...
The faces.
The butt,
oh,
the
God.
Butt on the dude's head.
that was
what the fuck?
Guys, look at the man.
Alright, it's gonna have to come down to, you know, either Dad and these two. I'm gonna say this.
What are you up to? 3 or 4?
He's got 4.
4? Alright, yeah.
I'm the judge now, right?
Yes, sir.
Alright. 2, 3, 4, 5. Make
my laugh. I'm 11 years old.
Okay. What the hell?
Yes. Just to confirm, yes, I am.
Let's
I'm gonna
see
be the.
Here.
We'll switch him up. Look, damn.
It's so he doesn't, you know.
Oh,
there's no favoritism.
Let's see which one he switched.
Just so there's no favoritism.
Right, right.
You know? That's why a lot of people lose.
I just need my to get my dick wet.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Dude, that first one is awful.
One, two, three.
No need to be a dick about it. What are you doing in my house? All right, so I'm a pick this one. I know you said no favorites.
Of course.
No shit. That's fucking damn.
You shocked
me. All right, so I'm over here getting my ass kicked by these two. Well, these three. You know, Rando is our imaginary friend. And yes, we are crazy. But yeah, that's gonna be the end of my episode today. Join me again. Once again, this is the Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. And I will see you next time. Later, guys.